What's up, D-Squad? Happy Friday or happy whatever day it is when you're listening to this. It is the last Friday of the month and I am so excited about this episode. But before I get into that, I was wondering if there was a specific date or time when people like listening to podcasts and not just this specifically, but overall. So do let me know in the comments if you listen while you're cooking, you're cleaning, working or anything. Just let me know. Anyways, this is the Discovered Oasis podcast and I am your host, Duchessia Duhaye. As I was saying, I'm so excited about today's episode, not because it's the last one of the month and I get to reflect on just launching at the beginning of this month. It feels like November just went by so fast, but it's also my birthday month. So somehow November always is like a great month for me. But I'm excited for two main reasons. The first one is it's the last solo episode for the year. I know you're tired of just hearing about me. Next month, I get to bring on my guest. And I know I've been talking about my guest for a long time. So you get to hear from them starting next month. So I'm so excited about that. And the other reason why I'm so excited is because I get to tell you guys about my Burundian favorites, like all the things that make my life in Burundi so yummy and so nice and so peaceful. I have this little thing that I do with my guest at the end of each episode. I get to ask them what is their favorite thing about the country they live in. So since they say in French, la volonté bien ordonnée commence par soi-même, I thought why not starting this little tradition with telling you guys about myself, about my favorite things. And of course, they're Burundian favorite things. They're my favorite things in Burundi. So here we go. I went to visit a friend this week and we talked about Burundi. And I was telling them how being in Burundi humbled me in the most unexpected ways ever. I learned that I have to rely on other people. If I need to do anything at all, I have to rely on other people. This is really something that you tend to forget after you've been living in the Western world for a long time, where you just get to do things by yourself. And a perfect example for this would be getting gas, for example. You just, in Canada, you just go to a gas station and you pump your own gas, right? These days, you don't even need a cashier in some stores. You get to cash yourself out. It's like the more technological advancement, the less human interactions. And it's insane. It's crazy. And now you go to Burundi and you need people to help you with almost everything. And some people argue it's bad, but in my opinion, it's not necessarily. Okay, let me first give you an example so you have an idea of what I'm talking about. You know how in, I want to say in Canada, but maybe in many Western countries, if you needed to be able to text, send messages or even get data on your phone, right? You just hop online and open up a website, use your credit card and pay for a plan and you're all set. In Burundi, my friends, you need to go to buy credit to a person. So this online system does not work. So imagine now you're at a funeral and funerals in Burundi, most of the time they happen outside of the city, in a very secluded area, Kumhanda. And you don't have internet connection or you run out of credit. What do? You're screwed. You're done. Unless you know a person, a guy or a girl who you trust and who trusts you to give you some credit and you get to pay them later. That's how it works. You need to know people. You have to have contacts. And again, like I was saying, some people would argue this is, you know, a sign that the country is not developed enough or whatever. But to me, it's just an opportunity to have connections and conversations with people. But also, I'm an extrovert. So conversations, not a problem for me. But I had to learn this. I had to learn to ask for help, to rely on people again. That would have to be, without a doubt, one of my favorite things about living in Burundi. It's, again, a reminder that we say in Kirundi, abantu baguha ibintu, basically, people give you things. And in most developed countries, it's not really the case. Technology just does that. You know, you have a machine again that would just give you whatever you're looking for. In Burundi, it's not that much the case. So, yeah, one of my favorite things again. Now, I have two main categories of favorite things that I wanted to share with you today. First one, let's talk about food and places. I wanted to do a question tag on Instagram to ask you guys to give me questions, but I didn't get the time to do that. So I just went and asked Claude ChatGPT to give me some prompts. Some of them are red, some others I don't know what they are. So let's discover them together. So first one, favorite coffee shop to spend a day. LM Cafe, without a doubt. LM Cafe is not downtown, so some people might not know about it. I have a feeling maybe now it's gotten a little popular. But LM Cafe was my favorite spot because it was close to where I lived. It's in a neighborhood, so no really traffic, crazy noises and whatever. They have really yummy cakes. So LM Cafe, for sure. Favorite spot to grab street food when you're in a hurry. My favorite street food to grab was always isambusa or samosas. And there is this, I don't know if I can call it a shop, but it was like this little container. I don't know what it is in English. It was in a corner of EFB and Ethiopian Airlines. It's downtown, so very, very convenient. Favorite local market to buy fresh ingredients. I believe every neighborhood has their own market. When I lived in Kigobe, Kwasioni or Kotebu were the closest, but it's so chaotic. So I'm going to be honest and say I wouldn't always go there myself, but I know that's where we would get our fresh ingredients. When I was in Rohero, though, there was this lady and she would hook me up with the best fruits and anything really that, you know, when you're on your way home and you just want to grab something, I would go to her. Favorite restaurant for special occasions. There are a few. There's Hoka Golf Hotel, there's Vinotech, and there is Belvedere. Those three would be my favorite. But it would really depend on what kind of events it is, because they're not all the same size. So it really depends, but I would definitely recommend those three. Favorite place to get brochettes. Oh my God. I can't believe ChatGPT actually knows what brochette is, but, I'm not a huge brochette person. I don't go to Ububare. I don't eat meat like that. So I can't really say what my favorite place was to get brochette, but I know first few months when I got there, my cousins took me to Asiatique Medina, I believe it was called. I know it has moved. I don't know where it's at now. But yeah, let me know in the comments what your favorite place to get brochette is. Favorite breakfast spots. I want to say Café Gourmand and Bahidji for sure. Café Gourmand because they have the best bread, you know, the best croissants, especially. Bahidji, I loved their crepes. Their coffee was one of my favorite. And they have the best mojitos as well. So favorite local snack you always crave. Don't even get me started. Ibitumbura. Oh my God. Ibitumbura de kwa bibi, specifically. And I'm not even going to try and put this in English because it has to be Ibitumbura de kwa bibi. That's it. Oh my God. This is how crazy I would crave this. When I didn't have gas and I couldn't go to Asiatique, I would get my taxi driver to go to Asiatique for me and get me Ibitumbura. Sometimes it would mean that I would have to pay him 20,000 because Asiatique Rohero, sometimes it was that. But yo, Ibitumbura of the Kwabibi always, and especially when you get them in the morning and they're still warm, oof, the best. Favorite spot along Lake Tanganyika to watch the sunset. This would have to be Blue Man. I would go around maybe 2 or 3 p.m. if I wanted a quiet place to work. And Blue Man was the best for me with the best food. Their customer service was amazing. It's always empty in the afternoon, especially during the weekdays. The best. So Blue Man would be my favorite neighborhood to just walk around and explore. I am biased here because I grew up in Kigobe. So I have to say Kigobe because it's so many memories. Favorite quiet spot to escape the city noise. It would have to be Blue Man again. Blumen was really my favorite place if I wanted to escape the craziness of Bujumbura. Favorite park or green space? We don't have that many. Jardin Public is the only thing that comes to mind. If there's anything, let me know. But yeah, favorite weekend getaway spot near the city. I am thinking of Sunstone Beach, but I have never been. And I know it sounds crazy because every other person that I know has been there, but I have to give them a shout out because they seem to be doing a good job. Every other person that I know again has been and has enjoyed. Yeah, Sunstone Beach, I would say. Favorite rural area to visit? This would have to be Ngozi. Why? Because again, so many souvenirs. We used to go there. My mom is from there, so we would always go during the summer holidays, my grandes vacances. So that would have to be my favorite. The second category is daily life, social life, / lifestyle. Favorite way to spend a typical Sunday? I don't go to church, and yeah, don't judge me for that. But my Sundays usually are spent with my family, my nephew, my grandma. So if I'm not just home chilling, I am either spending time with my cousin and their son, or just some time with my grandmother. Favorite hangout spot with friends? I have so many actually, but really would depend on the vibe that we're in. I loved Hotel Club du Lac. Really, really great breakfast. And it's a good place to hang out with your friends as well. Local gym or fitness spot? This would have to be Fitness Factory. I used to take Bollywood classes there. And it's really convenient because it's in town, but also because it's in town, finding parking sometimes will be a trouble. But that would be my favorite spot. Last one, favorite place for young people to gather. With one thing about Burundi, honestly, we have plenty of places for us to meet. It really depends on the mood. When there is no problem with gas, it's easy to go to the beach. But young people also like to go to nightclubs. So there are many nightclubs that you can actually go to. And if you want something really quiet and chill, you can always go to Zion Beach. There are really different areas where you can actually get different vibes. Anyways, you guys, so this is it. Overall, the things that would bring me joy in Burundi were the little things, the calmness of the city at times. I know it can get crazy, but when it's calm, it's the best. Being able to hang out and to spend time with my grandma, my family overall, going for a walk in the morning or in the evening. But I have to say, if I have to be very honest, worrying about Igitoro, Amatara, Amazi all the time was hectic. But hey, we're not here for that today. So yeah. That's it for today's episode. I hope you had fun listening to this. I will catch you next month. And don't forget, no matter where you are, there's always a path to discovering your own oasis. Now, go ahead, leave that comment, rate this podcast, and share it with a friend. Because this space, I'm telling you, is better when we're in it together. I'll talk to you soon.